minute, wait, 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 2 seconds of 3 seconds of a 4 second of a 5 second. Wait, 1 second, 2 second, 3 second. Do you see Jesus Christ in my palm?
Yes, I see a cross.
Bro, really? Am I gonna die?
They say, like, if, like, you're, like, whatever, your hand gets a line through it. I don't know. Whatever. Who knows?
Shit. Then thank you for letting me do this. Welcome to an episode of the Nimrod Horror Podcast where we sit, sip, and talk horror shit.
My name is Leo.
As always, with me. Or I'm with him. Because I always gotta be with my man. What is your name, my man?
My name is Joey, and man, it has been about 6 months since we have done this podcast. So it's been a good minute. Lots of change.
I'm gonna fucking die for real.
Nah, I don't think you will. I think you're good.
I'm good. You sure? You think my liver will survive?
Like, I think it needs to be, like, a deeper line in, like, the thing, you know?
Oh. Why did you say what you said?
Just to make, you know, an interesting start to our return. But, yeah.
Now I'm actually scared about my life and death and shit. Bruh, I'm scared. How much vodka should I drink now? You're probably like, not that much if you're going to die.
I was about to say either a lot of it to kind of like ease the pain or just like not that much because like maybe yeah, that's what kills you, you know? But nah, you good.
Saving grace.
But yeah, so as like Leo kind of mentioned, I guess kind of twice-ish. We do sip on this podcast, so Mr. Leo, what are you sipping on today?
Could I have like 4 more drinks before I say what I'm sipping on?
Yes.
All right. Shit. I think I'll be fucked up by that point. So I'm actually starting off with some Ciroc vodka. I actually never actually had vodka on this podcast. Have I ever? Have I not?
You have. I'm pretty sure.
You remember what vodka it was?
I forgot, but I think you have. Like, it seems like, yeah, it seemed like you did.
I don't always have tequila or beer.
Yeah.
I don't
but, like, it seemed like vodka. You've had vodka before.
I have gin, and I've had gin in the past, not vodka.
I think you've had vodka before.
So, if anybody can actually mention the episode where I've actually had the vodka, I will send you a gift.
He'll send you a gift.
I'm not saying what the gift is, but I will send you a gift. Bro. For real. And it'll be worth $20. Or maybe more. Who knows? But it's at least $20.
At least. Not too chabby. Mm-hmm. All right. For me.
Oh, by the way, it's in 7-Up.
Oh. But for me,
bitch.
I'm gonna like do it a little bit crazy. I go with a good old, because it's Labor Day just like passed by not too long ago, and you know, you guys celebrate the USA. So I have a Loco USA Loco, and things are about to get Loco here. As tonight, or today, whenever you listen to it, you might not be listening to this at night, but we will be talking about Prey as our return episode. Which is kind of an interesting choice, but no, good.
Was it the right choice?
I don't know. You'll find out, listeners. But before we get into any of that, just like, I guess, touch on what have you been up to, Leo? Just a quick little update in the past 6 months that the listeners have missed out on the adventures of me and Leo.
Well, if you want to catch up on my adventures, you can actually check out the Nimrod Generation podcast. On what the hell am I on? Spotify?
Spotify.
Yeah, they're on Spotify. Where me and the boy V talk some sci-fi, horror, some like comic books. We talk about all the random stuff. Just geek out and, you know, get drunk and do whatever. Sports at some points. Dude, how the hell did we do a Super Bowl? I think, did you listen to the Super Bowl one? We talked about the Super Bowl at some point.
Yeah, I listened to, I think, either half of it or, like, all of it.
Man, you're supposed to promote this, too. You're supposed to be like, hell yeah, that was a good prediction, guys. What?
Yeah, I forgot. Like, I know that, like, all I remember is both of them both said the Rams are going to win and, you know, it's going to start a good victory that won't last into the first game of the new season.
That sounded about right.
Yep.
That sounded 100% about right at this point. Yeah. Honestly, I've been trying to get the band back in Pune, trying to, you know, make stuff work out. Joey, I also send you some of the new audio. Very rough audio on that one. I can send you like a solo bass one, but I can't say that it's actual Impune music. Could say it's a new band. I can't say anything at this point. Yeah. It might work out. I will see you on Friday at this point, though.
It seems like it, yeah. It seems like that all whatever signs are pointing to, yes. I know.
We wrote one of the greatest songs of all time. I think we should go back for the second, and maybe we should up that greatest song of all time and make that one the second greatest song of all time, I believe.
Yeah, because like I have to like re-listen to the greatest song of all time, just kind of like you know, play it again, like. Because I haven't played it in a while.
No.
I played it like a few months ago, but.
I think that song's gone.
What?
I think that song's gone.
What? No.
No, I'll bring it back, but I think that song's gone.
Why? Why would you say it's gone?
I say it's gone because I need a new one.
That could be like our first song, be a new song.
Hold on. I think I'm a Prince it. Oh, that's Michael Jackson.
Jackson.
Nah. Me and Joy are going to write some new music.
Oh, definitely. 1,000%.
In the future. But yeah, I've been just actually trying to write some new music. I've gone from a very punk situation, like music wise, to a thrash, which that's what I was talking about, like with Impune. My drummer is on board. We're gonna see how that works out. For us, I'm gonna keep the what we came with, what we've done. And when we play live, it's always good to experiment, though.
It is.
I finally got COVID, guys. Not something to say, but.
Hey, only happened, though.
Yeah. Fuck the motherfucker who gave it to me from work. Motherfucker sat at my desk. Fuck that piece of shit. And I beat the shit out of his ass. So, yeah.
There you go.
Fucker, he tested positive. He knew and he fucking sat at my desk. Motherfucker, you can edit all this shit if you want, but you can keep it in. I love this shit.
I'm gonna keep it in.
Yeah, keep it in. Oof. What else can I say about my I've collected anime statues, bought more comic books, bought more. I have a second acoustic guitar. I've I still love my wife.
Yeah. Always good, yeah.
Yep. I'm not Al Bundy. We were all taught to be Al Bundy, but guess what? I guess Al Bundy was not treated right because I'm treated right.
Hey. But he made some pretty good money off of selling shoes at a two-story house.
That's what I wanted to ask about. How the fuck does he talk about? Man, his house actually look. He has more shit in his house than I do.
I know. Like, I don't know. It made no sense.
I'm pretty sure that was Peggy wasting all the money, though. That could be one thing that Peggy was wasting all the money. But the thing is, it looked the same shit like for like 12 seasons, 12 years.
But still, back then, I was probably paid tops. Maybe $8 an hour tops, because he's been selling shoes for that long. Maybe that's tops.
Oh, that depends. You gotta think about it. In the 90s, what was minimum wage at the time? Do you know? I do not know.
So when I first started work, it was about 2003 when I got my first real job, mm-hmm. and minimum wage at that point was $5.35, I think it was.
Okay.
So,
In Texas.
In Texas, yeah. So, we do have to kind of, put that into thing, because, different states have different minimum wages, but still, yeah, in that time period, the Bundys, it was, the late 80s to the early 90s, then late 90s when the show ended.
In 97, that's around the time the show ended.
Selling shoes, I think you're still tops maybe $8 an hour.
Selling shoes?
Yeah.
Wait, where were you working at to make five something?
Oh, Big Lots.
Wait, but hold on. Big Lots, is that Big Lots? Is it not Target? I'm not trying to say Target. It's
It's a retail store, but what's the word, man? I forget. It's a discounted retail store. Yeah, it's basically whenever products are either done with, they'll ship us the remainders.
Ross?
Kind of like Ross, yeah.
TJ Maxx?
Kind of like that, yeah. But just a retail version of that. So you can find random retail stuff,
And then they put Kohl's in the middle.
Yeah.
Here we go. JCPenney, blah, blah, blah. Sears. Well, Sears is dead. That shows you something. Here we have all this. Here's Kohl's. And then guess what? There's Ross. Ain't gonna lie, though. Ross will be having some good shit.
Oh, man. I have found some great things at Ross before. But I feel like we are way off the topic.
Hey, you gotta bring it up, bro. Because the motherfucker we're gonna be talking about, he comes from the 80s.
And I'll be honest, he's
an ugly motherfucker too.
With this movie, I'll say this quick thing. I feel like there's not much to say about it. But
So, you know, why do you think this is the great return?
Yes.
To talk about our normal lives.
Yeah. But, hey, you know what's a quick topic to mention? So, as we are recording this, the NFL season has just begun. The first game happened on Thursday with the Bills and the Rams. Buffalo, you know.
Bills are getting the championship this year.
And then tomorrow, because like we do this on Saturday, tomorrow is the first football Sunday. So like I am hyped to see what the Texans do. I'm not expecting much. But there are some people who are saying the Texans might surprise people.
Texans are going to the playoffs.
That's what
I'm actually one of those guys. I'm saying the Texans are making it to the playoffs. I believe this team can do it. I honestly believe this team can do it.
I feel like they're going to get close, but I'm not expecting them to make the playoffs. I think they're just going to miss it.
They're going.
Because I would love to see it happen, but
no, and also because the way the other teams also got. The way the other teams also got they got their trades and they did everything. Yeah. Ooh, I think this is the year that Texas might make the playoffs again.
We're not in the best division, but you know.
Yeah, that's what you always gotta look at. It's like it's always funny, like when they say, "Oh, the Texans are like number one in our division," or you know, like, "Oh yeah, like, oh yeah, we're a piece of shit division number one." Like,
that's
we're
how I feel.
It's like we're a hard turd. It's like we're a hard turd compared to a shitty turd, to a squishy turd.
But like, I mean, the Colts used to be good, you know. Our division,
when they had Manning,
but
that's the only thing that came out. The was it the South? What division are they?
They're Southeast. Southeast. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing that came out. The Southeast, the Colts, and the story.
Well, I still think like the Titans will win the division. We'll see though. But
did they ever win the Super Bowl?
No. I know they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and they lost to guess what? The Rams.
Oh, sorry, but
St. Louis Rams at that point.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Hey, guess what? That's the closest. All Houston was aiming for the Tennessee Titans at that point. Guess what? I wasn't. I was going for them Rams. You fucking left us. Fuck you. Thank you for leaving us.
You're like, I've never been like a Titans fan, even though, you know, they are the Oilers, but.
Nope. Fuck them.
Yep.
Nope. Fuck them. Even when like the, I remember having a couple friends like, man, dude, the Titans are in the playoffs, blah, blah, man. Let's go Bengals. Let's do it. Let's go. Let's just fucking get this done with. Like, oh, look at your Bengals. I'm like, man, they my Bengals. My team didn't even make it this time. But guess what? That motherfucker broke his ankles. He broke his ankles on his own. That's why he ain't signing no extension at this point.
But
hey, no, hold on. I'm telling you right now. That's the reason why the Ravens are not given an extension or they don't want to sign the money to Lamar Jackson. I'm telling you right now, because he fucked himself up. He fucked himself over. He fucked himself up. The thing is now he's actually injury prone. He is.
He is.
And I understand why the Baltimore Ravens will not sign him again. Would you get this on any media of like, ESPN or whatever, this is my scoop. Would you believe me? Would you think of any shit that I have to say? Nah, he's just a drunk motherfucker talking. But I'll say it straight up. The Ravens know. If he does good numbers this year, They'll give him his bone. They'll give him a sign. They'll do it. But the thing is, he's injury prone because he injured himself.
Well, yeah, but that's the problem with like his style of like playing. But it seems like
he injured himself outside the game, like not outside the game. He injured himself like.
But I'm saying just in general, like his style of play is not good for injury prone people just in general. Because even prior to this, like he's been like injured before, and I've heard like it's both sides that are not seeing eye to eye. Because maybe Jackson just doesn't want to be there, and the Ravens are still like. That we don't want to pay you this much money because, you know.
Dude, when I heard on what he's getting paid, I got mad. I got mad. Oh, what he's
getting paid. I don't remember, he's getting paid. I don't remember what he's getting paid.
Dude, he's done. Oh, man, we were talking about it at work. When I mentioned something, my coworker got so pissed off that he's all like, hell no. Lamar Jackson should be in the top four of paid quarterbacks.
He should be, yeah. He should be.
Guess what? He's not even in the top 10.
Because, like, wait. Is he still on his, like, entry-level deal or no? So, like, he's on his, like, a bridge deal, as they call it.
This is the last year with the Ravens, if they can't make a good payment.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that, but, like I wasn't sure if it was still on his entry or, like, his second deal, you know? Because I think, like...
I think Lamar can get some good numbers if he does not get hurt. I think they're going to give him his money. Problem is,
he want to stay though.
No, thing is also, if he does not put up good numbers, nobody will want him.
No, like there's gonna be plenty of teams that will pick him up.
I don't think so.
No, like
It's an ankle injury.
Well, yeah,
Lamar Jackson is a runner. Dude, if you're not as fast, if you cannot juke, dude, you ain't gonna get shit.
But again, like he does have a pretty underrated arm, which people kind of gloss over.
No, dude,
it's not the best arm.
No, it's not. And guess what? It's not the Super Bowl arm.
Yeah, but he's still better, like, even if he can't, like, do, like, the running, like, at all.
Really, Mills has a better arm than he does.
But he's still, like, better than...
Hot take. Mills has a better arm than he does. And that's a hot take.
That's a hot take. But, like, again, Davis Mills...
Guess what? Mills can get your ass out of the fucking red zone. Lamar Jackson, he runs his ass out of the end zone. It's two different quarterbacks.
They are. But
I don't know. The thing is, who would I pick? Lamar Jackson or Mills? That's a top hot take for me to take, but I also got to think about my offensive line.
I mean, that's for like most like quarterbacks too. Because like, that's why like Mills is kind of an underrated quarterback because, you know, his like O-line and like his like playmakers, he doesn't really have any. Except for this year,
he got a ramp. He also got a little bit. He got a ramp behind him.
Yeah, but I think like, you know, honestly, if Jackson needs to improve his arm, I think he has the capabilities of doing that and the dedication to improve. But that's just me.
Hey, I'm not buying a Lamar Jackson jersey this year.
But I'm definitely not like as like even like compared to like last year, you know, because like me
their
and like
their defense was bullshit last year. The Ravens defense was bullshit last year. But
as listeners, if you don't know, me and Leo are both like Ravens fans. And
they're both Ravens fans.
Yeah, I'm a Ravens fan. They're not my favorite team. Not my favorite team. Mm-hmm. They're my top three or four.
Hold on, fool.
Top three, four.
I'm a Ravens fan. You are a Brady fan.
I'm a Brady fan. Well, okay.
That's a different story.
Before you say Brady fan, I am not a Bucks fan. Like, I'm not into watching Bucks games because whatever, you know. I'm not cheering for the Bucks.
I watch more Bucks games than you do.
You probably do. But now with NFL Plus, I can watch all the Bucks games all I want. NFL Plus, it's only $4.99 each month. Use the code NimrodHorror and you get it for $49.99. I mean, $44.99.
In other words, you get jack shit.
Yeah. You get the same amount. Just type in that code. It'll be like, there's no code for this. But,
jack shit.
Yeah. So, quick thing. Who's your Super Bowl winner pick? Because I think I know it, but, you know.
Bills.
Same here, Bills.
They almost had it last year, I believe. I ain't gonna lie.
Was just an amazing quarterback, and Diggs is, yeah.
Yeah, no, dude, it's honestly, I think their defense is amazing, and honestly, they worked on their offensive line. It's the Bills. It's the Bills, and they fucking took a Super Bowl champ they got old boy from the Rams too. They thought he was he's there. He's gone. The Bills are gonna beat the Ravens in the actual game. I'll say this: if the conference championship, that's it. Whoever wins that one, and my other pick is the Ravens. You know, I gotta pick the Ravens.
Got to, but.
But the Bills, they can make it to that Super Bowl. That's it. It's the Bills. It's going to happen. It, no matter what, it's going to happen.
It seems like it's just like everything's lining up perfectly.
And it's not just because of this first game. It's not just because of this first game.
Oh, no. Because three years.
Yeah. It's
been building up to this point. And then the fact that there's been so many different, because like this like off season there was many players that have been moving around. So I don't know if it can work, you know? Because like,
let's go Bills.
Go Bills! I'm on that bandwagon. I'm a Bills bandwagon fan.
I don't know about that, but I am. I myself am calling it, and I'm saying, and the only reason I'll be celebrating when the Bills win the Super Bowl is because I was calling it from this point. I ain't no bandwagoner.
I'm a bandwagon.
I know you are. Yeah, Tom Brady.
Because I think I like,
the only time you've never been a bandwagoner, and I'll say this honestly, is the Avalanche. That's the only time. Congratulations on a fine. Stanley Cup victory. Stanley Cup victory.
Why? Thank you. Yeah, that
thank
was.
Thank you for breaking the Boston Bruins record for consecutive wins. Thank you.
It was.
Motherfucker, can I speak?
Okay.
Thank you for. Honestly, the only amazing thing is not allowing Tampa Bay to actually get the championship. Thank you.
So, yeah, because like, man, I was immensely overjoyed when the Avalanche actually won. You know, because I've been like Avalanche fan since like day one. I technically became a Avalanche fan their last season in Quebec. That's when I started to like love that team. And they moved to Colorado, Denver, and I followed them, won the Stanley Cup. We're a great team. Win a second cup. Then they get really, really bad. And then they get like a little better throughout time. But I've always been with them. And they were the worst team, and they were the best team. But last night, the worst thing ever happened in my entire life of being as an Avalanche fan. Someone called me a bandwagon Avalanche fan. It's like what? I've been with this team since back in the day.
All right. So, Joey, let me ask you right now. Real talk. Real 100% talk. Hold on. Let me get my knife. You know what? Fuck that motherfucker. Get his ass one of these.
Yeah.
Who are you fucking up?
Here's this guy last night. Because, like, he had, like, a Minnesota... Dude,
Have you ever been fucked up by one of these?
Corkscrew listeners.
Yeah, it's a fucking corkscrew. Like, I can go for the brains. I can go for something. But some motherfucker's gonna die.
But, like... I met this like guy last night for like a few seconds because like he had like a Minnesota Wild jersey on, so I was like, "Hey, he's a hockey fan. Let me say, hey, awesome jersey." So we like chatted for a bit, and, like he asked me like, "Who's my favorite team?" And I said, "Colorado." And he says, "Oh, bandwagon fan because they won." It's like I was like, "Excuse me, no, I'm not a bandwagon fan. I've been with this team since day one." The Joe Sackett.
Did you school him?
I did, and like he just kind of stopped talking. I was like, "Yeah, whatever." He doesn't know, so he wasn't there. I was there.
A virtual handshake.
But I know listeners are kind of like, "Isn't this a horror podcast? Why are they just talking about sports and whatnot, have you?"
Because, hey, guess what? The Predators are hunting for sport.
Hey, there you go. Pretty good way of putting it all together.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we are talking about Prey, the 2022 Hulu exclusive movie. I'm pretty sure it's going to come out in other streaming places later, but it is the... I didn't write it down, but I believe it's the 6th movie in the Predator series.
Predator 1, Predator 2, Predator versus Alien, Predator Requiem, Alien Requiem, Predators.
The and then
2018 or 2018. Because they had another one. It's yeah. Predators, and it had the 2018-19 one.
Which is called The Predator.
The Predator. And then we have...
So 6, yeah. Yeah. So this is, like, basically the beginning of, like, Predator coming to, like, Earth for the first time. So this is the beginning of the storyline, kind of. But if I remember correctly, something about Alien versus Predator says that the Predator came here even before that.
No, it's actually not the beginning. but I understand what they were trying to do, but it's just a Predator movie. I'm just gonna spoil it now. It's just a Predator movie and a story.
It is, but I'm gonna say that, yeah. So oddly enough, it's a good time to do this because this film does take place in 1719 of September. So, yeah.
Is that why we're doing this?
No, just because like it was a popular movie that people were talking about, but it coincidentally does take place in September of
1719. That's like 300 years ago?
Yep, 303 years ago.
Shit. Hey, what do you think your relatives were at that point?
Oh, so, don't mean to brag or like anything.
No,
like,
we're not trying to have all that. We're just trying to get a smart-ass remark.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about this movie.
Let's talk about this movie. So the basic, as we said, this movie takes place 300 plus years ago. So the basic story is that, I guess, concept is like this is the Predator's like first time visiting Earth, and like he like kind of invades this. He like stumbles on a part of this. What's the Indian tribe name? Comanche.
Comanche, yeah, the actual Indian tribe that actually was around.
Yeah, but I can't remember like the actual name, right? That's it, right?
I hope it is.
I think that's it. I think that's Comanche.
By the way, are you gonna edit this episode? Not me.
Okay. If I'm saying this wrong, I'm sorry, listeners. I'm not trying to be rude, like anything like this. I just didn't write it down.
Is that how you wrote it down?
I did not like write down the tribe's name. Did not write down the tribe's name. But anyway, yeah. So like, it's a.
I'm sorry, you guys. I like fucking with Joey. I'm sorry. I just like fucking with Joey. Doesn't he sound so cute trying to teach you for him?
I forgot like where they were going.
It's Comanche, bro.
It is Comanche. Okay, good. I like, ooh. But anyway.
My bad. I was just trying to fuck with Joey.
So like the Predator is like dude, around there, and this is what.
Don't worry about anything. Just keep talking.
That's like what it was. So like So the Predator like comes in, and yeah, it's basically. After that, it just becomes basically another Predator movie that people are kind of like wondering like, what's like going on here? It's like, oh. There was this weird alien. Yeah. There's this weird alien that no one's ever seen is killing people and stuff. But yeah, that's the basic story. But so let's dive into this actual movie. I will say this. The first 30 or so minutes to this movie, they were pretty slow. It's not that entertaining, in my opinion. It's basically based on this like one girl. Naru.
Yeah, but I agree and disagree with you a little bit.
Okay.
Because if you watch the movie as a whole,
I did. Yeah.
You can't base the movie off the first 30 minutes. Because the thing is, you have to always base the movie off the whole. Like, if you watch a movie and then someone tells you, oh, man, like, did you give up in the first 30 minutes of the movie? You'd be like, oh, yeah. But, like, sometimes, let's be honest, even horror movies, the suspense and everything can drive up to the last 5 minutes of the movie. 5 minutes of the movie can actually give you the whole story and be like, you just sitting there like, it's happened, right or wrong.
That is true, because like, yeah, because like this does build up the relationship with like how she feels about like her brother and the tribe, and the fact that she's female and she wants to become like a hunter in the tribe, but and her brother. I forgot his name, but like he's like the big, like, you know, honcho hunter. He's like number one killer. He kills whatever needs to be killed.
But the movie does show a lot of not cultural, but like a very very how do I explain it? It's kind of weird. A timepiece. You know what I mean? It's how men act, how...
Like, you know, a time period of like, the sexes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's understandable. You know, it's, like, I like that about the movie.
And, I did like that, too.
And it was also nice to see, you know, a female character surpass that. But I would like to say some other things, but I think once you get to it, if anything, do you really want to talk about like scene by scene, or do you want to?
For this one, not really, because again, because like how this movie's paced and like how this movie runs, it's not really a scene for scene type of film to talk about. Because as I said, like the first like 30 or so, 40 minutes, it is a pretty slow driven movie. It's, you know, it's more dialogue. It's more.
But you meet the characters.
Character buildings.
But also what I like about that, like actually 30 minutes were slow to me, but actually like very, how do you say? You see the time period. And I like that kind of stuff. Me personally, I do like that kind of stuff. Like, I do like to see, you know, like, what happens, what they did, what they do, what they, you know. It felt more real at that point. Like, so, when shit hits the fan, you understand why.
Yeah.
That's why I do like, and honestly, I don't like this movie. I'm just going to be right off the bat. I don't like this movie.
What?
I'm a sci-fi guy. I love sci-fi with everything, but the thing is, I don't like this movie. But the thing is, I don't
expect you to like this movie.
No, I'm not a Predator fan. I read the comic books. I watch the movies. The only thing I've never, you know, I'll mention it later.
Yeah.
I do not. Want me to go get my Predator comic books? I do not. Something about the Predator series, I just do not enjoy. I watch them. I don't know. Like, I feel like at a point where I slave myself. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, I feel like a completionist at this point. Like, well, if it's Predator, I gotta finish it because I've already started it.
Like the Predator series is definitely not in my, like, close to my top 10 movie series. Like,
yeah, and the only reason you watched it is because we had to do it for the podcast, right?
Well, like, I was going to watch this movie, like, anyway, because, like, so many people, like were giving it high, like, praise. Like, it was, people basically said this was, like, the best Predator movie since, like, the original. And I do disagree with that, but to spoil it, I do actually like this movie.
And that's how you start a podcast. Yep.
That's how you bring it back. Disagreements.
I cannot stand this one.
This is a weird one to like start like a return with, but yeah, it's but yeah, so like what it is, so what's her name? Like Naro goes on like a hunt with her like brother and like some other tribes people, and they run across a lot of like, I believe it's like dead buffalo, and they're confused. Like
her dog and her run into the buffalo.
Oh, okay, I was a little bit wrong.
That entire like sea of buffalo, not the white buffalo, but they run into the sea of buffalo. She leaves a little, you know, thing. Good respect, huh? Problem is what was badass in the entire movie is watching a fucking predator take on a grizzly bear. Not gonna lie. Other than that, it's just sci-fi violence that I've already seen a quadrillion times before. It's not even that great.
Do you mean like, when you say like sci-fi violence, do you mean like the effects weren't great? Or
no, it's, like the effects were actually pretty damn good. The effects were, like, this movie is, not even gonna lie, this movie is well shot, well done. Sci-fi, amazing. Like, it's actually very, very, it's well done.
Yeah.
But story-wise,
I just wanted, like, hey, like, story-wise, I kind of agree, because I wanted a little bit more. I feel a little bit empty after watching the movie. It's like, that's cool and all, but I feel like I'm just missing something, you know? Just like I needed something more. Not that I'm missing something from, like, the story, but just, like, I needed something more. Kind of say, oh man, that was a great movie. It's a good movie, but yeah, so let's talk about, I guess, kind of that, but what did you think about the actual Predator's look in this movie? Because, you know, Predators are like aliens, like they always look a little different, so.
Yeah, but there's also many races of them.
Well, yeah, so. How do you feel about, like, the look of this one in this movie?
Not bad. Honestly, for what it was and for the time period, even the comic books actually show you a lot of stuff. So, they actually went with the comic books, too. So, it's actually not a bad interpretation of it. Guess what? No one blew up.
That's true.
Yep. I guess they got it for the fact that, and this is my personal take on it, I should shut the fuck up because I'll ruin the end of the movie. So
yeah, you can.
If the guy wanted to blow himself up, and he never did, I heard a theory in part two, which I have yet not to watch part two, by the way.
Same here.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Same here. I have not seen the second part.
So we should dive away from this theory, or what I should say, or should we watch part two?
We should watch part two. Definitely. And maybe part two we can do on the next episode of the Nimrod Horror Podcast. What do you say, Mr. Leo?
Well, I think we've already talked enough on this episode, so I guess we should finish this one off and then.
Yeah.
Part two should bring everything full circle, no?
I would think so. I think so.
All
right. So going back to Prey, because next week we do Predator 2. But Prey, Naro's brother, like the big hunter. Let me ask you this, Leo. Does he give you Corey Feldman vibes?
No.
He doesn't? Like, it was like, it was so Corey Feldman-ish. I don't know what it was, but I was just thinking, is this Corey Feldman?
No.
Speaking of, Corey Feldman put out a brand new album about 3 weeks ago.
He just wanted to put that in this podcast, so go check that out. Dude, if you wanted to promote the new Corey Feldman, that's all you had to do. Like, hey, Corey Feldman had dropped a new album, and guess what? What's the name of it?
It's Love Left 2.1. What, so, like,
Love
Left 2.1. And so it's basically like the first half is like his, I guess, his like old stuff, and the second half is like new stuff. So, like, basically, the first half is a bunch of music that wasn't properly released or like very limited released back in the 80s and 90s. And the second half is like brand new stuff. Put it out there. But I misread a note.
Oh, by the way, we gotta take a moment from my sponsor.
Who do you sponsor?
Hey guys, if you have not checked anything out for sci-fi. Joey, help me out.
If you haven't checked out anything on sci-fi, then maybe you need to check out Leo's Side podcast with another Nimrod horror friend who's been on the show many, many times, Mr. Vincent. It is Nimrod Generation podcast, which is on Spotify, and you can listen to that, follow it, like it, subscribe, whatever you gotta do, promote it, and yeah, we would greatly appreciate that.
Okay. All right, thank you, Joey. Hey bro, do I gotta send you some money on the Cash App or anything like that, you know, like squeaking? Thank you for the plug in, bro.
It's called Venmo. That's good.
All right, thank you, man.
So, like, as Leo, like, mentioned, this movie is more, like, historically accurate. Which is good. And I think that's why a lot of people like this movie quite a lot. A lot of people have, like, said this is the second best Predator movie since, like, the original back in the 80s, the 86 film. But, Mr. Leo, would you say this is the second best Predator movie, even though you've already said you didn't like this movie?
Well, I don't like any Predator movies.
Well, yeah, but what
you said? I like the Schwarzenegger one. I did like that one. So, you're telling me to pick out a portion of. So you're making me put my hand in shit to pick out a turd and see if I like that turd.
Pretty much.
All right. That's how bad the whole series is.
Like, I'm not a big Predator fan either, but
that's how bad the series is. Yeah, I would say it's not better than the first one, but it's actually it's a turd you can actually pick up from the toilet. It's not a diarrhea turd, but it's a turd pick up.
I would say like it's about mid film to me. Yeah, maybe the fourth best film.
I still haven't watched the second one though. So,
same here. Again, next week, listeners, the second movie.
Is that a soft turd I can pick up off the toilet?
I know. I've never like seen it like all the way through. I seen it the first like 30 minutes.
My whole thing is that a soft turd I can pick off the toilet again, to save my life? Is that a squishy toilet? Or is that, or do I have to stick my whole body into the sewer things to
You know what? What's like a Predator movie that I think is really underrated? Well, okay, I'll say two Predator movies that I feel are really underrated. I'll say this.
All right.
Predators, pretty underrated. I know it's dumb. I get it.
Hold on. Is that the one where they go into the planet?
Yeah.
Like, so, hold on. Great. Let me ask you this question. Do you like it for the violence or do you like it for the actual plot?
I like it for, like, both. You know.
Topher Grace being the villain? Really?
I actually love the fact that Topher Grace was, like, this, like, you know, bitch villain. Like,
maniacal villain. Like, he was the mastermind.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why they chose his ass.
And I like that. And, like, I thought the movie was, like, overall pretty good. And I know...
That's the most hated one.
Yeah.
That is the most hated one, by the way. Not many people... Actually, you know what? Like, a billion people don't think you want that one.
But, like, I actually kind of enjoyed it. And, like, I love seeing, like, the different, like, Predators, you know. I love that, too.
The jungle one and the... what's the other one called? See, that's the other thing. People don't realize what predators are what predators. Because they're different varieties of predators. It's not just one or two.
It's just like people, you know? Just like people. You know?
People are people, and what you just
say? I should have been. We got to stop that because we can't get a copyright. Wait. Claim.
Damn copyright. See, that's what's wrong with the world today, copyrights.
It's not predators. But like another film that like
predator.
It's
a predator. Copyrights are predators.
But like another like predator film that I kind of enjoy that a lot of people hate on is Alien versus Predator Requiem. It's the most slasher like movie in both the Alien series and also Predator series.
No, that's the corniest one, and I understand why you like it. One.
Of course. You know I love it.
One, it's corny. Two. Hold on. Two. It's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
Three. It's a romance. The fact is, you know, like, what's my three? My wedding ring. That's the three. It's a romance. And four, it's practically the Blob.
Kind of, but.
So it's like what I just said with the Blob. People don't understand what I say on the Blob part, but the first three, look, that's why Super Mario is so amazing, because the first three are like the greatest video games of all time.
That's true.
And that wedding ring too. I know I'm an idiot.
We're all idiots. No, I was kidding. But, so.
Fuck you too.
Yeah. So, anything else you want to say about this movie before we wrap it up?
All right. So, girl power, give it to her. But,
yeah.
Brains over bronze. That's the whole movie point. That's all it is. It's brains over bronze. Don't matter how strong you are, don't matter anything. Is you got the brains, use it, make sure you succeed with it. So, the other part is I hope part two is actually pretty good. Because I had to say after this, because man, we'll be talking about some shit on football next week too.
Oh yeah. I will say this, like, to, like, close up my like thoughts about this movie. I thought it was like well done, well directed. The score was decent, you know. I didn't love the score, but it was decent. The core was good. It was mostly CG, but it was done really tastefully and well.
The score was done CG?
No, the score was, like, well, but I said, like, the gore.
Oh, the gore.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, we didn't even talk about the Predator versus the fucking, the bear. Predator versus bear.
We barely mentioned it, but yeah, we didn't talk about it too much, but
hey, that was the best scene in the whole damn movie.
I don't think it was the best scene.
What was the best scene in the whole movie?
I think it was like the closer to the end when what's her name? Naru was going up against the Predator, and like she had like all those like booby traps set up, which was pretty cool, but at the same time, it still reminded me of their first movie. So it's kind of like, it's good to watch. But there was a lot of moments I feel like they were taken from the original movie and kind of changing them a little bit differently. The fact that like she realized if she took that little, I don't know what it was, but like she realized that the Predator like just sees body heat, just like how Arnold did in the first movie. And then she realized,
how did Arnold see it the first time? Like the body heat?
Well, he was covered in mud. And then.
No. How did Arnold understand that he actually saw the body heat?
Because like when like Arnold was like covered in like mud and stuff like that, and like the Predator like came up to him, he didn't like shoot him or like kill him.
But you know what she did?
She was a bit different.
What did she do?
So her thing was like, because the Predator didn't see her as a threat.
All right, but what does she do?
So, okay. So, she took this
there's one scene of the movie where it made sense.
Yeah, when she gave that like Frenchman a little like, I don't know. Again, like, I don't know what it was, but like a little like
So the Predator will not see you unless you have a weapon or something. That's actually against them. So she asked him how to use a weapon. But guess what? She did give him a little fruit. When he laid on the ground, the Predator did find him, but she did realize, like, something realized. She realized something. What was it?
Maybe I forget, because, like, okay. I've not seen this movie in, like, about 2 weeks, so maybe I forget that then.
I haven't seen it in a week. That was my most seen. That was the scene that I was like, that's the scene.
Listeners, we had a little interruption there, so I don't know if we had our final point finished. If we did not, I'm sorry. Pretty much, still, what would you rate this movie?
Out of a 10?
Out of a 10, you know, that's always a classic way.
He had a 4.
Okay.
I give it a
4. I thought you were going to do like a little bit lower, but.
No, I give it a 4. I give it a 4 for the reason of it's a prayer movie, so that's a 5. It's a 5. You know, I like sci-fi, I like everything, but it's a Predator movie. It is what it is. But the fact of the matter is, it's for a Predator movie, it's good. It's even though I gave it a 5, I do like what they did with the movie. So this is the lowest ranking movie I would give and say, you know what, go watch it.
Okay.
That's actually kind of weird.
So that's a weird thing, yeah.
I've given Halloween and everything to go watch, but this is something that I just leave it on a lower rank and just say watch it with that mindset.
So like I was teetering between two different ratings, because how this movie plays and like how it paces itself, but I'm gonna go with a 6.5, because
yep, just bigger rating than me.
Yep. Again, it does pace pretty slow. Later on, it does pick up, but like there's a lot of like cool things about this movie. I like the direction. I love the idea of the connection with the tribe and the family. I like that whole thing, which is cool. So, and you know, pretty good gore. So. 6.5. All right, Mr. Leo, what would you? We have not done this in a long time. Are you ready for this?
I can't remember where the fuck I was at.
What would you suggest to these people to check out?
The suggestion. Oh fuck! I forgot about the suggestion.
Ugh.
Not gonna lie though. Fuck my life.
That's your suggestion? Okay, you know.
No, I would actually suggest you guys to actually check out, because it just came out, the new Ozzy Osbourne album.
Patient number 9. Solid record, yeah.
Thank you. Why would I tell you guys to listen to that? It's an actual Ozzy, like, how do I explain this? It's not Ozzy at his best. It is not. Excuse me. I know Joy wants to tell me something right now. It is not Ozzy at his best, but his musical cast, which has always been an Ozzy thing. Anyways, no matter what, it's not like Ozzy actually wrote the guitar or anything. He writes the lyrics. But it's Actually, I feel like Patient Number 9 is a collaboration of an Aussie, like, how do you say, not mythology, like, you can take his entire career, and it's an Aussie record. That's his greatest hits, just done brand new.
That's a good way of saying it. What I love about the new record and also his last album, Ordinary Man, it was like the one album, the two albums that, because he is, unfortunately, he's at a time he may not ever really tour. Oh.
His lyrics are very hard, very hard. His lyrics are very on both these albums. The one you mentioned and the one that's right now, Patient 9, dude, I'm just saying, the music, his lyrics, his Zach Wilde, even Eric Clapton himself, dude.
Yeah, there's...
You can say Steve Aoki himself, dude. He's done, like, ooh. The thing is, like, when Eric Clapton...
Steve Aoki? What'd you say?
Yeah.
You mean Tony Iommi? What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Tony Iommi. Sorry. excuse my fucking French.
That's what I loved about these last two albums. It's like, it's basically... A man, Ozzy.
That one was all right. Ordinary Man was all right. This one is...
Oh, this one's really... Like, Ordinary Man's a great record. This was also really solid, really good. I'm not sure, like, which one I like better. But what I love about them... Oh, nice.
I got this cover.
Awesome. Pretty good. But like, what I love about both these albums, it's kind of like, without being whatever, like saying anything against certain somebody, but I feel like these last two albums, I feel like this was Ozzy just being Ozzy, not sharing, kind of saying, hey, you need to sound what modern metal is doing. And because that's what Ozzy's been doing since like 1980. He's been basically doing trendy stuff since like the 80s and throughout until like his Scream album in like 2010 or so. But these last two albums, it's just Ozzy basically saying, hey, I'm going to die pretty soon. So I want to do something that I just want to do.
I want to write my lyrics.
Yeah, I just want to do. I want to be me. I want to play with these musicians that I'm a fan of, I'm friends with. Let's like do it, you know? And I think that's like super cool. And like, again, like these last two albums are his best since like No More Tears, you know, in my opinion.
By Down to Earth.
That's a good album, but like I'm just saying, these last two are better than Down to Earth. I'm just gonna say it.
That's your hot take?
That's my hot take. It's a good album, but
I will give you this last one. This last one? Yeah. Down to Earth has more of like a heavy tone. Those songs are written before, but the fact of the matter is, it's the music. It's written well, perfectly well. It's like a finesse. It's a finesse. Metalheads might not like it so much. So. The gatekeepers may not like it so much. I'll call it out. Gatekeepers will not like it so much.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a fucking Ozzy album. It is. And it represents Ozzy's entire mythology in one album. That's what you got to take to consideration. This is what this album is. This is how I listened to it, honestly. I was not told that. I listened to it, and that's what I thought. I'm like, dude, this song sounds like a fucking, like, something I would listen to. A Diary of a Madman. This is something I would listen to on... Oh, Blizzard of Oz. This is something I would hear.
Yeah.
Like, it's a celebration of his entire career.
It basically is, yeah. Which I love, too, because, like, it's, again... That's what, like, I had said, because, like, you know, prior to, like, his last album from, like, he's always been a guy that does more of, like, a modern sound, like, what's, like, currently popular in, like, metal music. But these last two albums, he has not done that. And, like, this album, Patient Number 9, is just him, just what he wants to do. Like, hey... I want to play with these guys. Let me get this band going. And Taylor Hawkins drummed on, I think, like, half of the tracks or, like, three of the tracks. I'm not sure.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah, R.I.P. Great drummer. Yeah, this is, like, basically, like, again, like, this is, like, a great... musician realizing this is probably his last album to make, and he knows, I want to make the album that makes me happy personally. I don't care if, like, anyone buys it or, like, anyone wants to listen to it, which I loved that fact. That's what makes this album so good to listen to, because, like, it's just, like, a respect. Because it does, like, go over his, like, entire career sound. I love it. Now I feel weird about doing my recommendation. I'm not going to do something as good, probably. What can I do now?
What's your favorite Ozzy record, I guess?
My favorite Ozzy record is Diary of a Madman.
Good shit.
Great record. I love it. Because, like, if I was making, like, a top 10 Ozzy songs, this would have at least 3 of them on it.
Diary of Madman, which one?
Diary of Madman, title track. S-A-T-O. And then I'll go with Over the Mountain.
All right. You pick one out of two that are not singles.
Well, yeah, but still.
Hey, no. That's what I'm saying. You pick one out of two that are not singles. That's what's amazing. See? A fan.
Yeah. Man, that was, like, so good. But yeah, Diary of a Madman might be my favorite Ozzy solo song. Might be my favorite solo song. Not sure yet.
What the hell is Ozzy to you?
What's that?
What the hell is Ozzy to you?
What the hell what?
Is Ozzy to you?
It's like... to me, Ozzy... I mean, he was like... The first thing I knew from Ozzy was, like, No More Tears and that whole album. And then Black Sabbath, because my uncle is a big Black Sabbath fan, so, like, I listened to all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I started to kind of you know, listen to all that. But yeah. But anyway, my recommendation, it's not a good one now because Leo picked a really good choice.
I thought you already recommended.
That's not. No.
Not a recommendation. Can I do a recommendation?
You already did.
I mean, can I do a second recommendation? I mean, you gotta do a second recommendation. Can I do a second recommendation?
Yeah. Is it a movie or an album?
It's a movie.
Okay.
All right. So I want to be brought back from the dead, so I'd go with Frankenstein.
Which Frankenstein?
The original.
The 1925 movie?
Boris Karloff?
Okay. 31.
Yeah, not the 1918 one.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, shit, I should have gone with that one, shit. That's how you get resurrected from the very beginning. No, 1931, Boris Karloff. Why not?
It's always a great one.
Because we're about to be resurrected, motherfucker.
My recommendation, I know listeners are probably like, is this episode done with yet? But this is our return episode, so let us talk more. But I would say for people to check out so many movies to choose from. But you know what? I'm just gonna say this.
Casper.
I'm gonna say
It's all right, bro. You like Casper. I get it. Casper's a good movie.
From like 1993?
Yeah, you know, like Dan Aykroyd ran away from the three stinky ghosts and all that. And you got Stinky, Smelly, Fatso. What's his name? I don't know, man. I'm just fucking with you. But Casper, check the guy. Check the shit out. As you want.
But like, forget. But like, now, I would say
Joey. You know, I love fucking with you, right?
I know you do. You threw me off. But what hey, I was going to say.
Baby, yeah, paso.
I thought I was your only bato. Okay.
Holy shit, he knows the song.
All right. So, you know what? I'm going to suggest, even though like I'm so sidetracked, but it's a movie I saw. Whatever, yesterday or 2 days ago, I'm gonna say people hate on this movie. People are not a big fan of this movie. I'm just gonna say it. Thor: Love and Thunder is actually not that bad. I like it. It's funny. Nice.
And he didn't realize I actually had this.
I did not know that. He has a Thor. Hammer, the
Mjolnir.
Yeah.
Got the actual Mjolnir. Right here.
It's a good movie, yeah. I was spoiled about something. I'm not gonna like say it here because in case listeners have not seen this movie, but there was a big thing that happens in this movie, and I was spoiled about it. And I was kinda like, it kinda hurt it a bit, but I liked it, you know. I enjoyed it. It was funny. I like the comedy. Korg's hilarious, as always. So. Yeah. All right. Leo, where can people find you at on the social medias?
At the moment, you can find me at XXLeo, XX, I sound like a porn site. You can find me at XXLeo, X, XXLeo, X. That sounds like a porn site still.
It does.
You can find me at XXLeo, X, R2D2X. You know what? Just find me at the Nimrod Generation Podcast.
There you go. All right. And like, you find me at Nimrod Horror on the Instagram and on. If you want to like follow me on the good old Snapchat, you can find me at Joey from 3232. And if you are a Yu-Gi-Oh player, Yu-Gi-Oh Master Deck,
you can find me also. You play Yu-Gi-Oh?
Master Deck. You can find me at Joey from 3232.
Hold on, bro. You play Yu-Gi-Oh?
Master Deck. I don't actually play it yet, but like, I'm learning it, so.
Bro, I'll school you. I'll show you some shit.
Okay.
If needed.
And we'll talk about that after recording.
I'll be Grandpa Yugi. Don't worry. I'll be your Grandpa Yugi. Don't worry. I will show you the heart of the cards. Don't worry about that shit.
That's fair. All right. But for the entire podcast, you can follow us at Nimrod Horror Podcast. One word on the Instagram, Facebook, and Spotify, whatever. I forgot the ending here, but
yeah. But for the love of God, let's make sure we all make it alive. Yeah. Because I think we're all gonna die.
Bye.
Fuck my life.
That's pretty good.